Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Tzadi Beis. As we continue towards the end of Perek HaChovel, here in the 8th Perek of Maseches Baba Kama, the last daf and a half, today is a very full daf, large daf, and we'll try to squeeze in what we can. We are on Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis, about the 5th wide line or so. We are in the sugyas of Bal Tashchis a little bit. We started, the Gemara mentioned discussions based on the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Akiva was answering this person who had come and embarrassed the woman in public and said, well, she embarrassed herself. Well, Rabbi Akiva said back, well, you still can't do that, because after all, in a case of chavala ba'atzmo, somebody wounds themselves, so then it's usur, but they're putter, but you're not allowed to wound them, and also kosis to tiosa. If somebody destroys their own property, their own plants, even though they're not allowed, they're putter, meaning there's no chiv mamonit to anyone, but other people are still not allowed to do it. So that got us into the sugyas of self-destruction of one's clothing. The Gemara went into that there is a machlokas tanaim, whether there is an isser of chavala ba'atzma. We hold there is. What is that? The Gemara had three suggestions. What exactly is the source? What is the tana that holds that way? Is it achas dimchem anashoseichem edrosh, which we rejected and said, no, that's a source for suicide. It doesn't say that it's a source for hurting oneself. We mentioned in the past the four suicides in Tanakh, all paralleling to the Dalin Mises Bezdin, Skila, Sreif, Harag, and Chenek. They all happen to be in Navi, not just in Tanakh. Number two, Hai Tana, we said maybe the Shita is Bal Tashchis. Maybe Bal Tashchis is the source. If you can't destroy property, you surely can't destroy your own body. And the Gemara said, no, maybe the Kavachomer does not work. And the Maskana was, it is the Shita of Rebbe Elazar HaKapar, Barebi, who says that a Nazir is a Chote. So if a Nazir is a Chote and only withheld pleasure, surely someone who hurts oneself, so that is something that is wrong. Again, Bal Tashchis is a big topic. Beth Hashem will talk about it in a couple of minutes when it comes up again. But first, let's go now to the two dots. Hakotis netiosav v'chulu. Somebody who cuts down their netios. Kotis netiosav. The Chazal used this phrase of kotis netiosav not in the literal sense as well. If you remember in other Gemaras, Maseches Chagiga, in the Acher Gemara of Dala Nichlusu Lepardes, the language of Kotis Tiyosav is the language used for someone who goes beyond what they're supposed to do. Literally, it means you cut down your little saplings. Kotis Tiyosav. But also, if somebody's Makatitz Benetios, somebody goes beyond the spiritual understanding that they're supposed to in a negative way. What Acher did, that's also, that phrase is used. Okay, Tani Rabba Bar Bar Chada Kamei Derav. Shori Haragta, Nitiosi Katatzta. There was a brisa that was said in front of Rav, that if someone says, you killed my ox or cut down my trees, Ata Amartali Largo, Yata Amartali Lekotazo. And the answer is, you told me to do it. There are no Edim. But he admits that I did it, but you told me to do it, Potter. So he's Potter in that case. Im Amarle, he says, if kelo shavakta chayla b'riyasa, kol kamine. If you're always allowed to have this answer, so then how is anybody able to live? He shouldn't have that power. If I admit it, or if there are edim, that I destroyed your property, so am I believed to say, well, you told me to do it? It's not fair. How do I know that? Amarle, so the Rav Bar Bar Chana, who said this b'risa in front of Rav, who just heard Rav argue on the brisa, says to Rav, Asme, okay, should I delete this brisa? Should I just take it out of circulation? They used to have their different brisas that they used to study. So, should I remove this one? Amar Leilo, no, let me tell you, said Rav, what I think it means. Tatarge masniseich, why don't you understand it as follows? Bishar ha'omei lahariga, ubi'ila na'omei l'ksisa. We're talking about an ox or a tree that were destined to be destroyed. That's where a person is believed to say, you told me to do it. Because if it's mechuyif to happen anyway, so that's when we would believe. What's an ilan ho'omei l'ktisa? So that's an easier one. Asherah. It's an Asherah tree, an Avodah Zarah tree. That's Rashi. Rashi also has a second idea that says, kol eitz hanotel rishus harabim. Umisyari sheva yipal al adam yamus. A tree is falling down in a public area. It represents a danger, so it has to be removed. So one of those two. So either a halachic, because of an isser, or because of a practical danger. The shar is the shar haniskal. So in those cases, that's where he's believed to say, well, you told me to do it. Says the Gemara, Yihachi, my katoinle. So then what's the claim here? If he had to destroy, he said, you cut down my tree. Yeah, it was supposed to be cut down. So what is the Tovea claiming? He's claiming that I wanted to cut it down. You cut it down, but it's not fair. You stole my mitzvah. Titania v'shafach v'kisa. As we know, the source of the iser of stealing mitzvos, that somebody who is shofech, somebody who shechs, does kisi hadam, misha shofach v'chasa, one who does shchita, has the first rights on the kisi hadam. U'maisa b'echa sheshachat v'kodem chaver v'kisa. And there was a story where somebody shechted and their friend came and bumped them to the side and covered the blood instead of them. V'chivu, Rabbi Gamliel, litein lo, asara, zehuvim. And Rabbi Gamliel was mechayev them to give you 10 gold coins. That is the amount that is paid, Chazal said, objective amount, for stealing a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch, Tosfos says already, before the Shulchan Aruch, Tosfos says on the bottom Tosfos, Tosfos says that b'zon amar binu tam de b'bavel ein dunin milsa de les bechisaron kis. Even though this is not a knas, it's mamon, but we don't do this bizvan hazeh. You never heard anybody take somebody else to court because of the asara zehuvim. You know, we use this as a melitza, but it's not something that is really collectible in court bizman hazeh. It's a big sugi maseches chulin, not for now. Interesting discussion, and that is the Meshech Chachma writes in Parsha Shoftim. Next week's Parsha regarding Asherah, one of the trees that have to be cut down that is discussed here, says, why is it such an emphasis of Lositim Lecha Asherah Kal Eitz, Eitz Abizbach Hashem Alokech Asher Ta'aselach? We're never allowed to have an Asherah tree, but specifically, the Torah warns us, trees, and it's not just Asherah, it's any trees. We're not supposed to have trees Karov Lamizbeach. That's the halacha. The question is, why is this? And ironically, it's not ironically, it's bedafka, the umos olam know this, and that's why they planted a lot of trees on Har HaBayis, right? Because of this pasuk, to be anti us, right? So why is that? Whenever we see the trees there, which it should irk us, because of this pasuk, lo sita lecha asherah kol eitz. So the Meshech Chachma explains, ba'arichus, how the mizbeach is made out of stone, and trees are not stone. What's the message? Karbanos, says the Meshech Chachma, aren't giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. Hashem doesn't need our karbanos. Hashem doesn't get a matana. No, we, going through the avoda, are fulfilling God's will, and somehow we are making ourselves mukshar to be makabel the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a karban is. It's all about us. It's not about Hashem. Hashem doesn't need it. Hashem is unchanging. That is why the Mizbeach is made out of stone. A stone is unchanging. A stone is not moving. A stone is not nourished by any external force. Trees are. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, make your Mizbeach stone. And don't put any trees next to the Mizbeach to remind us that karbanos are not about a Kadosh Baruch Hu chas v'shalom being nourished by our karbanos. Right, never the twain shall meet. You can't have any wood here, and that's why the Brisa, the Ben Azai at the end of Menachas tells us that throughout Parsha of Karbanos, it does not say Kale or Elokim. It's just Yud Kei Vav Kei, because Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Shem Hashem that symbolizes independence, symbolizes no connection to man. Kale Elokim, Midas Adin, Midas Rachamim, either of those have a connection to man. But Yud Kei Vav Kei, HaYehovah V'Iyah, symbolizes the independence of Hashem, and that's why that's the name used. Lahoros, Kavanazu, Tziva Yisbarach, Lasos Mizbeach, Avanim, V'lo Yebashum Eitz, Lehisbonein, Kemosha Mizbeach, Kein Kol Inyan Karbanos, Lo Lesibas Hazana, V'hatosefes B'shleimus O'Klau. Again, that's, he goes further, but that's the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoft. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, after Asar Zehuvim, there's a lot of lumdus about Shechita. Dafka, the example given about Shechita, Kisi Adam. Why Dafka? It's two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Shechita, Kisi Adam are counted as two separate ones. Why is the language Misha Shafach Yechaseh? There are hints in the Sugya of Shechita that there is a connection conceptually between Shechita and Kisi Adam. It's not two separate mitzvahs that happen to go one after the other, but Kisi Adam could even be looked at as the Gemar Maisa Shechita, somewhat, in terms of Hilchus Brachas, in terms of Hilchus stealing mitzvahs. There is evidence to that, which we're not going to go into now, but that's one of the sugyas in Chulin, and it also comes up in the first parak in Beitza. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav, Dikla Deton Kava, Also, the mixes say, Rav says, a tree that is laden with a kav of fruit, it's also to cut it down. Isra batashchis, isra daraisa, in Parsha Shoftim. Meisvei, is that really true? But we learned that in Mishnah in Masech HaShvius, kama ye bezayis vol yikatsu rova. How many olives have to be on the tree so that there's an isra of cutting down the tree in Shvitah, because it has Kedusha Shvius? You don't want to destroy the fruit. Rova, a quarter of a kav. Well, a minute. Even, doesn't the Rav say that it has to be a whole kav? So you see from this Mishnah, even a quarter of a kav is a problem. Answer, instead of answering Shemitah versus non-Shemitah, we answer olives versus non-olives. Shinizes in the chashivi. Olives are different, olives are chashiv even less, and that's why you cannot cut it down. Rabbi Chanina, a very mysterious line that many tshuvas throughout the centuries have been written about this line of the Gemara, right here. Rabbi Chanina, lo shachiv shivchas bri, my son Shivchas did not die, says Rabbi Chanina, ela dekut te'inasa belozmana. Except the only sin that he ever did was to cut down a fig tree before its time. That's the mysterious line of Rabbi Chanina about his son. And the Gemara adds, Amar Ravina, v'imhaya me'ula v'damim mutter. But if the tree is worth more in lumber than it is in fruit, so that is allowed. So right after that mysterious story of cutting down before its time, me'ula v'damim is a mutter. And this is the source. These two lines are the source for the area of halacha of cutting down trees. Many poskim, one of my rabbeim, say, I don't paskin trees. Right? Even me'ikir hadin, the Gemara says, beferish, me'ula v'damim is mutter. If something is more valuable to me, cut down. You know, it's more valuable. I need to do this. I need the wood, or I need, I'm building something and I want to move the fruit tree out. It's not really growing anymore. There's still a hesitance by poskim to if something is poisonous, there's nothing to talk about, right? If something is dangerous, something to talk about. But if something is not dangerous and it's more of a comfort level, then there is somewhat of a scary element to trees. Kia adam eitz hasadeh paskening in this area. But again, meikra didn't move up adam is mutter. The rush here adds on. The question is, do other rishonim argue on this? If tzarech lemkomo is mutter. That's the rush right here. Siman Tezvav, Sarech Limkomo, you need the spot where the tree is for your rebuilding out your deck, and you want to remove the tree. So that's the rush here. Sarech Limkomo is Mutter. Other Rishonim don't mention that. Bali Tosfos and Brachos, where Baal Tashlis comes up, doesn't mention that. So did they argue on that or not? That is a discussion in the postgame. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva about this in the Shelas Yavetz. Again, there are many all throughout the centuries. He has a tshuva about this, about cutting down a tree, and he's me'ikra din mutter, 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 b'damim, sarabakomo, except for the last three lines of the tshuva. So he says, but there's a sakana element because of shivchas bri, right? There's this mystery element. He says this, he goes through the whole tshuva and says it's mutter. And then he says, v'afilu achi isme b'shem sakanta. And he says, achanami muchach. So therefore he says, sell the, which is what people do, sell the tree to a guy and have the guy cut it down. That's it. Says a Jew shouldn't do it, sell the tree to a guy, have a guy cut it, he shouldn't do it if it's your tree, because that's maybe shlichus l'chumra. And he says, because after all, what does Rabbi Chanina say? The only sin my son did was cutting down a tree. He obviously was a tzadik gamur, if this is the only sin he ever did. And if he was a tzadik gamur, it's what, he cut down the tree for no reason? He violated Baal Tashchis. He never spoke Lashon Hara, but he violated Baal Tashchis. So it must be that he cut it down with a good reason. And still there was a problem, says the Rosh Hashanah Yavetz. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden. If you look later, the Binyan Tzion, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, the Aruch Laner has a tshuva about this also, where the law was, I guess in Altona, wherever it was, the law was that you weren't allowed to get married unless you had a place to live. That was the halacha. That was the law in those days. So he wanted to cut down a tree to build himself a house there so he could get married. To cut down a tree to get married. So again, he goes through the tshuvas, and he says, mutter, 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 and then he quotes the Shelas Yavetz. So he says, okay, you want to sell to a guy and do it that way, fine, it's definitely better. But he says, at the end of the tshuva, hayotze mizeh ladina, teheicha demula bedamim o tzarech limkomo, like the rush, mutter liksot, mishi yagia lo harevach o aide atzmo o aide shlucho, ve'en kan iser o sakana, but then he says, you know what? Besides a guy, you have another option. Replant it somewhere else. That also could help. If you take it out and replant it. Nearly the Benidah Rashela Dainlo Nikne Hamakom Yisrael, Tov Shiobarleinu Yehudi, Hamocher, Shetarim Yikne Hamakom Yaakar Hailanosim Sharashehem, Vienatim Bumakom Acher, Da'az Havemir Akum, Bimelaches Akum, Vechulu, and those are the ways that you could help, lessen the issue. But again, this is a huge discussion in the postgame. It also is, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Baal Tashchis in general is not in the Shulchan Aruch. That's one of the mysteries. The Taz in Yoredeya points out that problem. You know, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch quote Hilchas Baal Tashchis? The Rambam has it. Cutting down trees, destroying items. You know, why isn't that in the Shulchan Aruch? That's a mystery. Yoredeya in Kuftez Zayin, the Taz has a question about that. Okay, let's continue. Tani Nami Hachi, third to last line. Rak Eith Asher Teda. This is the halacha in the area where you are besieging a city. That's where you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. But the Torah says, but a tree that you know, it sounds like the Torah is giving a heter here. Ze'ilan machal. That's talking about a fruit tree where there are no other trees in the area, and those are the only trees that are there for you to take. So then you have a heter to do it. Kiloetz machal hu? Ze'ilan srak. That's trees that don't produce fruit. Those are also mutter. So if the Torah is going to include even fruit trees, if you don't have a choice, so why do you have to specify? It's better to cut down a non-fruit bearing tree than a fruit bearing tree. You might think even something is worth more for lumber, more than its fruit. You might think that srak even might come before that too. Tamalama rak. No, if you really need it for lumber, and that is the trees, that could come even before the fruit tree. But again, this is specifically trees, and the Torah, when the Torah formulates the Isra of Baal Tashchis, the Torah does it about trees. That's the context. The Rambam even has different levels of the Isra Daraisa. Well, it's a question whether it's all Isra Daraisa or not. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says, in kotetzin yilani machol shechus lamedina veinon mehenam samayim shenem alatashos azeitza v'kol akotetz loke. If I cut down a fruit tree for no reason, I get an issur daraisa. I get malchus v'lo b'matzor bilvad ela b'chol makom kol akotetz ilan machol derech hashchasa loke. If I destroy a fruit tree in a destructive manner, I get malchus. And then the Rambam adds v'lo ha'ilanos bilvad ela kol hamishaber kelim v'korea begadim. The Horeis Binyan, the Sose Ma'ayan. If I do anything destructive, I break things, I rip things, I destroy anything. Uma'abed Ma'achalos. I destroy food. Derech Hashchasa over Bebol Tashchis. I violate Baal Tashchis. So stop here. It's all Daraisa. Then the Rambam has an unusual line. The Eino Loke Elamakas Mardas Midivrehem. The Rambam says you only get Malchus on trees. But all the others are Asur Daraisa. He says the Pharisee is Asur Daraisa. But you don't get Malchus. So is that because of a Malchus issue? It's not Mefurish? There are other places where we get Malchus, even if it's not Mefurish. I mean, he has to say Yishara Pen Aler Lo, one of those four words. But here it does say it. You might have thought that trees are just an example. But Torah doesn't say an example of every single case of Malchus, everything Mefurish. But that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that you're going to get Malchus for trees, Asur Daraisa for the others, but not going to get Malchus. By the way, if you want to look up that Taz is in Yoredeya, Kuf Tes Zayin Sif Vav. That's where he says, he wonders, says, Tamahati, Shebetur Lohevi Dinze B'Shum Makom in Ksitzas Ha'ilan Hanal Rak B'Smag Heviyo. Why it's not there. Okay. Again, there's a lot more here on the daf, so we need to continue. Getting our feet wet in a lot of little topics. Shmuel, Aisile, Arise, Tamre. Shmuel's sharecropper brought him dates. Achel Toim Behu Taimi Dechamre. He tasted them, and they tasted like wine. He tasted some wine in the dates. Amarle, my eye. He says, what's going on here? Amarle, Bene Gufni Kaime. It's growing right next to the vineyards. So that's why it tastes like the wine. Amar. He doesn't answer because of Kelayim. Maybe it was separate enough that it wasn't Kelayim. But just as a farmer. Mekakshi b'chamri kulei, you're weakening my vines. Right? Get rid of them. L'machar aisili mekurayu. Right? Rip up their makor, their roots. Meaning, this is an example of, there was a tsarech that the vines of Shmuel were being destroyed by the dates. so therefore he could taste it, and therefore he told his aris to uproot it from the roots so that it wouldn't be mafsid and take away the nourishment of the vines. Rav Chisda chazatale begufne. Rav Chisda once saw a palm tree, right, the dates in amongst the vines. Amar le larise, akrenu, rip it up. Gufne kani dikli, dikli lo kani gufne. Right, vines are worth more. They can be koned to kalim. Right, can they be koned some dates, but not the opposite. Meaning they both felt that the wine and the vines are more serious, and more significant, and that's why you could uproot the other ones. Again, an example of mu'ula bedamim being mutter. Me'ikra din, it would be mutter to uproot trees for a sarich of to'elas. Good. Says the last Mishnah here in Perek Hachovel. After we discuss monetary chiyuvim regarding wounding, now we have to talk about the personal elements. Even if I repay the monetary obligation for wounding someone, I don't get mechila until I ask forgiveness. Right? Eino nimchalo achi yavakesh mimenu shenemar viata hashev eishes v'gomer. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech, you go better return and say I'm sorry. Right, to Avram Avinu. And therefore, that's, you learn from there, you learn from Avimelech, you learn from Avraham, that there has to be Mechila. It's interesting that this is quoted by Chavala. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chovel, the Rambam says that there is a contrast between Chavala and Nezek. We don't have a parallel Mishnah in the end of the sixth parak. Right, why, if my animal damages, so I have to pay for it, do I have to say I'm sorry? So, if I was nice, I would say I'm sorry. But me'ikar adin, is there full mechila kapara without it? So the Rambam says beferish in Perek Beis halacha tes eino dome mazik chavero begufo lo mazik mamono. Mazik chavero begufo, that means chovel. You don't get, there's a difference between chovel and damaging somebody's property. Shamazik mamon chavero kivan sheshile mashu chayiv l'shalem niskaperlo. The Rambam says, by hezik, you get kapara right when you pay. Aval chovel b'chavero, aval bishenasan lo chamisha dvarim, ein miskaper lo v'afilu hikriv kol ele nevayos, even if you gave 1,000 karbanos, ein miskaper lo, v'lo nimchal avono al shivakish min hanechbal v'yimchal lo. Right, that's the answer. Rambam says the difference between chavala and nezek. So those are the two. There's something else that we spoke about, though. There's one thing here the Rambam does not mention. What about Genev and Gezela? Where does that fall? Is that on the Chavala side that you need Mechila? Or is it on the Gezel side? So for that, we look in Hilchos Shuva. The Rambam doesn't mention it here, but in Hilchos Shuva, the Rambam mentions it. The Rambam says, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shuva, Ein HaTshuva V'lema Kippur Mechaprin, El Averish Min Adam Lamako. Kagon, Mishachal Dover Asar, O Bal Bila Asura. Avo Averish Min Adam Lachavero, Kagon! Hachovel b'chaveiro, o hamekalel es chaveiro, o gozel b'chayose b'hen. There it is. The Rambam says gezela. Eino nimchalo lo olam mashiyitin lechaveir mashuchayev lo v'yiratzehu. Says gezel is like chavala. What about geneva, lechora? Unless we know otherwise, we're not going to be mechalik. So nezek's the only one. If I damage somebody's property, again, I should say I'm sorry. But is there an obligation and the kapara is not finished without it? So the Rambam is mechalik based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah only says it by Chavala. The Mishnah doesn't have it by the others. The Rambam Svara is Chavala and Genev and Gezela versus Nezek. Okay, the Lecha Mishnah picks up on that also there in Hilchos Chavala. So the Mishnah says, even though I gave, I should be, I have to ask Mechila. Umi Nayin continues the Mishnah, Shim Lo Machalo Shehu Sheim Lo. Yeah, how do I know that if the person does not accept my mechila, then he's being a brazen person, meaning you shouldn't be an achzari. A person should accept the mechila. Avram Avinu accepted the request of Avimelech, and he was not an achzari, so we learned from Avram Avinu. And that's what the Me'iri here says. Kfar yadata shemidas harachmanas. Nisyachsa la Avram Avinu, v'chol she'eno nimshach bazeh achar midosav, nikra achzari. Right, Avram Avinu was great in the mida of Rachmanis, and we have to follow Avram Avinu in that way. And if we don't listen to him, we would be considered an achzari, a brazen person. Good. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'omer, this is what we alluded to yesterday. Ha'omer sames einai kateas yadi shaveres ragli. Somebody says to his friend, wound me. Wound me physically. Chayiv. If he does it, he's still chayiv to pay the chamisha dvarim. Amanas liftar, chayiv. Even if he says, wound me, amanas, that you'll be putter, he's still chayiv. Why? Because a person, as we said yesterday, is not in control of his own, he doesn't have authority to give over his body for chavala. There's an isser of chavala, besides the monetary payment, but you're not allowed to. And therefore a person can't say, do that. It's like saying to a person, do an aveira. A person can't do that. So therefore he's going to be, it's going to be usser, and he's going to be chayiv. But, krask, susi, shaveres kadi, but if he says, tear my shirt, break my kad, so then, chayiv, he's still going to be chayiv, but there, amanas liftar, pater. But if he says, amanas, that you'll be pater, then he does not have to pay. Is it still baltashchis? Maybe. Maybe it's still baltashchis, but he's not going to have to pay for it. A person has authority and rishus to give over a financial exemption in this case, even though halachically maybe wasn't allowed to do it, but amanas liftar would be pater. Asay kein lish ploni amanas liftar, but if Reuven says to Shimon, go break Levi's stuff and you'll be pater, that he can't do. Chayiv bein begufo bein bimamono. Right? Ein shliach adar avera, the guy did it himself, and he's going to be chayiv in that case. Period. Gemara tan rabbanon. This is where the Rambam got his lashon from before. Kol elusha amru demei boshto. Everything that we've said up until now, the previous Mishnah, that if you do something to somebody's ear, you slap him in the cheek, all those specific monetary amounts that Chazal came up with, that has to do with boshes. Right? That's boshes. Or we said last time, we had a machlokas, Rashi, Rambam, which payments they are, but at least it does not include the personal element. Right, that's how the Rashi just said it's boshes, but the Rambam said before, if you remember, it includes all the payments, but doesn't only mean boshes here. It means the added following element. Aval tsa'aro, Rashi here says, the tsa'ar of the boshes, the personal embarrassment that he feels besides the payment, afilu hevi kol eli nevayu sheba olam, enim chalo ach yivakesh vimenu. You have to ask mechila. Shenemar hashev eshes ha'ish ki navihu v'yispalel ba'atcha. He'll daven for you because he's a Navi. Teishas Navi, boyadure, eishas acher, lo boyadure. But only because he's an eishas Navi, you have to ask forgiveness. But not if he's not an eishas Navi. Amr of Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonasan, Hashev, eishas ha'ish, mikol makom. No. Period. You have to put a comma in the pasuk. Return the eishas ish because you have to. Utaka amrit, and that which you said, Hagoy gam tzadik taharog, halo hu amar li achosihi, vihi gam hi amra, achihu, that which you're claiming, oh, it's not your fault, right? He said that she was his sister. Navihu, v'kfar limeid. He's a Navi, and he knows what happened, and he knows that your request was not appropriate either. Don't think that you're such a great tzaddik, right? He's already taught. Kfar limeid achsanoi shabalair. I've already taught that if you have a guest that comes to a city, what are the first questions that you ask him? Aliski achilu v'shasiyah shawalan oso? Do you ask him, are you hungry? Can I get you something to eat or drink? Get you a sandwich? Oh, al iske ishto shawalan oso. Or do you ask him, you know, hey, who's this woman? What kind of questions do you ask first? Ishtachahi achoschahi. Right, so Avimelech, don't think that you're very righteous. Right, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying by Navi, who he's a Navi who's already taught the world this, and you violated this. Mikan, leben Noach, shenerach, shahilalum avalalamad. Mikan, you see from here that if Ben Noach, in this context, would be chayiv, right, for Avimelech, he wouldn't have done shuva. Shahilalumot, he had someone to learn from, velolamad, and he didn't learn from them. Look at Rashi. Shahilalilmot, derech eretz, velolamad. He should have learned appropriate behavior. Mitukamale Rachmana, Navihu de Mashma Ein Mashma Bidvarecha Varoyata Lehareg. That's what he's saying. Don't think you're such a great tzaddik, Avimelech. It is a discussion in the Achronim, a little bit in the Rishonim also, in Parshas Bereishis, right? We know stone was destroyed. We know the Dor HaMabul was destroyed. Was the Dor HaMabul Mitzuveh and all the mitzvahs that they violated? We know they did everything, including Gazel. Okay, Gazel is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bein Noach. What about they violated everything? They're held accountable, though, for a lot more, it seems like, than just the Sheva Mitzvahs Bein Noach. Is there a chiyuv to be, not a chiyuv, is there an idea of being responsible for mitzvos that make sense. What about Kippur Avim? Will a goy be held accountable for Kippur Avim? He's not mitzuva in it. So goy be held accountable for Kippur Avim? There are hints that a goy is connected, some of this, a Rambam, about Kippur Avim. But there is a discussion in the Achronim. If you look in Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, early, that's before the Rishonim, in his Akdamah to Shas, he has one line in there, right, two pages at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, he has one line in there where he says, Kol ha-mitzvos, shein tluyin bisvara, ube-uvtana deliba, any mitzvah that is dependent, is logical, and based on your heart, kfar ha-kol mischayvim bahem, min hayom asher bara elokim adam al ha-aretz, alav al zar acharav, ledore doros. Wow. That's an amazing line. Basically, all the mishpatim, all the mitzvahs that make sense, every person is obligated in. On a certain level, v'hamitzvos she'inodos miderech hashmua midivrei hanavi lo chasach ale elokeinu milachayev lekadmonim masha hayeroik bein chachmaso lechayvam. Right, only Jews. But he has that line that says anything that is tali b'svara ube'uvtana deliba, everybody should be chayvin. Right, that's why Kain and Hevel. Right, Kain and Hevel. Why is Kain held accountable for what he did? Right, did anybody tell him it was us in a murder? Let's say not. Let's say the Shem and Mitzvahs weren't given yet, and he murdered his brother. But he's held accountable. What do you mean? I didn't know it was Aser. This Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon. And there's much discussion about this in the Achronim, but this is the idea of what Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech. Shoyel Olil Mod, Rashi says, Derech Eretz, V'lo Lamad. Okay. Ki Atzar Hashem closed up all the openings of Avimelech and his people. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shtei Atziris Halalu Lama. What are the two? What's the double Lashon? Achaz Ba'ish, Shechvazera, Shtayim Ba'isha, Shechvazera, Veleda. A man's opening was closed up, and a woman's. She wasn't Poletes, and also didn't give birth. Bimasi Satana, Shtayim Ba'ish, Shechvazera, Viktanim. He wasn't able to go to the bathroom. Shlosha Ba'isha, Shechvazera, Viktanim, Veleda. Ravina Amar, one more. Shalosh Ba'ish, Shechvazera, Viktanim, Upiatabas. Both bathrooms are Ba'isha, Shechvazera, Veleda, Viktanim, Upiatabas. Either way, it was uncomfortable to say the least. Bi'ad kol rechem, amri de berib yanai, afilu tarnagola shal beis avimelech, lo etila beitzasa. Right? Kol rechem. Right? Nobody was involved in reproduction, including chickens. They didn't even lay any eggs. Reminds us of that Gemara elsewhere, in Sukkah and Sanhedrin, that when they captured the Yitzhahara for Gili Arias, and they saw the world needs a little bit of the Yitzhahara. They killed the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah. But they saw an egg wasn't laid in the whole land, so they just weakened it and set it free. Okay, here we go. Amar le Rava le Rava bar Mori. We're about to have 17 statements of Rava to Rava bar Mori. We're not going to finish all of them today, but here we go. Number one. Amar le Rava le Rava bar Mori. Minoha milsa, and they all start off the same way. Minoha milsa damar rabbanan. Kala mavakish rachmim al chaveiro. And this is here because of the first one. How do we know that if anybody davens for someone else and they really need that same thing, that they're answered? You want to be answered, you want refuah, so daven for somebody else's refuah. Right? You want parnasa, daven somebody else's parnasa. How do we know that? Amar lei d'chziv, v'Hashem shavish fus Iyov, pis palalo ba'ad re'eyu. Hashem gave back Iyov's fortune when Iyov davened for someone else. Okay, that is what Rabba Bar Mari answered, and Amar Le Rabba says At Amar Mehasam V'Yana Amina Mehacha. But I think this is the answer with the context we were just talking about. V'Yispala Al Avraham El Ha'Elokim V'Yipala Elokim Asav Yimelech V'Es Ishto V'Am Hosav V'Gomer V'Iksiv Hashem Pakad Asarah Kasher Amar Sarah had a child V'Gomer Kasher Amar Avraham Al Avimelech. That is number one. What's the svara here? Says the Mabit in Beis Elokim, because if I'm davening for someone else, that shows that I'm really davening L'Shem Shamayim. If I'm davening just for myself, okay. I want something. I realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. But if I'm davening for someone else, says the Mabit in the Beis Elokim, in Shara Tfila Perakud Beis, Ki Bizman Sheha Adam Mispalel Al Atzmo, Nireh Shahachna Aso V'Kavan Aso B'Tfila, Hilu toelas hamusag lo betfilaso. Ve'ena tfila lishma, if I'm davening for myself. Anan kishem ispala ala cherim. Kavanaso betfila ena la asagas toelas hamusag. Ki im shamodio makir. Ki ein mi sheyuchal lafik rozonish ve'ish ki toela ki im hu yizbarach. It really shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Good. And there are others, but that's the mabit on that number one. Number two. Amalei Rabba L'Rabba Barmari. We know Hamil Sadamar Inshi. How do we know the thing that people say? Bahadi Hutsa, Lucky Karba. Along with thorns, the cabbage is affected. When you pull out some thorns, sometimes you pull out the good stuff too. Right? You're weeding your property. Like, oh, I don't want to pull this one out. Right? So sometimes Lucky Karba. That's when it is pulled out with it. Amalei, meaning you're affected by your surroundings. That's the message here. Amar lei dechsev, lama taribu elai, kolchem pashatem binum Hashem. Hashem says, right, that the why you all were poshe in me. He's talking to Yirmiyo, right? So Yirmiyo is included. Amar lei, at amar mehasam, anamina mehacha, at aname antem lishmar mitzvosai visarosai. As we know that from Parshas Beshalach. So again, right, the importance of chevra, the importance who we are, spend our time with. Amalei Rav Elazar Mari, Ksiv, Umiksei Echav, Lokach Chamisha Anashim. Yosef HaTzadik took a number of his brothers to present to Paro. Right? A number of the Shvatim he presented in front of Paro. Maninu, Chamisha, who were these five? Amalei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oson Shuch Bulu B'Shemos, the ones whose names were mentioned double in Parshas Vayechi. Right, if you look there, Rashi quotes, Don, Zvulun, God, Asher, Naphtali. Those five, Rashi quotes, those were the weakest ones. He didn't want Paro taking them for his army, so he gave them presented them with the weakest ones. Those are the five. Says the Gemara, Yehuda Nami Echvuli Mechpal. Yehuda is also double. Right, Yehuda's name is mentioned twice in Birchas Yaakov. Amalei, Lemilse Yehuda Echpal. No, because that's for a specific reason. It was doubled. Damar Shorban Achmeni Amar Bionasan May Dechsiv Yechi Ruvain Va'al Yamos Vehi Misav Mispar Vizos Lihuda. Right, what's the connection between Ruvain and Yehuda? We have this back in Masechta Sota. Kalos and Arbaim Shana Shoy Yisrael Bamidbar. All the 40 years in the desert. Hayu Atzmos of Shoy Yehuda Mugulgalin Ba'aron. Yehuda's bones were not at rest. Right, we know, even though the Torah only says Yosef's bones, but really, they carried all the Shvatim's bones, right, to Eretz Yisrael. So Yehuda's bones were not at rest. Achava Moshe u'bikish rachmim. Until Moshe Rabbeinu davened. It was mavakish rachmim for Yehuda. Amar lefan, ribono shel olam, migaram l'Ruvain sheyode. Who caused Ruvain to admit to his mistake, whatever his mistake was, by Bilha? Yehuda. That's the connection, Yehuda and Ruvain. Miyad Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. You're right, Hashem listened. That's why there's an extra Yehuda, because of this Chazal. Hashem listened to the Kol Yehuda, and what happened? All Evare L'Shafa. The bones went into the joints, and they stopped banging around. Lo Havi Kamaskin L'Mesitta D'Rakia. But he still wasn't on the level of joining the discussions of the Beis Medrash and Shamayim. The Alavo Tivienu. That's the next phrase. Lo Havi Yada Maikami Rabbanon. Right, these are now Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, right? These are Birchas Moshe in Zos HaBracha. Lo'aviyadi ma'ikami Rabbanan. Ulo mishkal mitzvah padi Rabbanan. He could be in the Beis Medrash, but he couldn't be involved or understand the conversations. Yadav Ravlo. So then he could even do that. Lo'avisalak le'i shmai taliba de'hilchasa. He never got the halacha paskin like him up in Shemayim. Interesting. In Shemayim, they have to know who the halacha is like. Right, so Ezer mitzarav tiye. Ezer, help from his Sarah, for those who argue with him, Tiyeh, he shall have. Obviously, you know, one would think that in Shemayim, Elu ve'elu devir elokim chayim. Right? Remember the Gemara in the beginning of Gittin, where they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, what are you involved in? Oh, he's involved in Pilagish Begiva. Right? He passes like this one. Ve'elu ve'elu, but Allah is, what do we, right? Right? The Gemara in Shabbos, the Malachim, right? The Halach Lamaisa, you don't have to know. Kibra ve'eim, and losir tzach, and losinaf, and losignaf. Unusual. What he can be involved in Mesifta Derakia, and still there is an issue about who the halacha is like. Okay, good. There are other chazals also, which five other conflicting chazals, which shvatim were presented. This is the one that's mentioned here. The Ben Yoyada says it was the five weakest ones plus Yehuda. That's what it ended up being. Those were the six that were presented. Ben Yoyada said, well, he didn't want Moshe Yosef didn't want Paro to like think he was like faking. If he would have presented all the weak ones, then he would have thought that, oh, he's just giving me the weak ones. If it was the weak ones plus Yehuda, so says the Ben Yoyada, so maybe that's how he, you know, countered that claim that Paro would have thought. He wasn't going to take Yehuda, he was scared of Yehuda. Right? But the other five, you know, those are the ones that were represented. But it was the combination that was, that made it easier to convince. Good. Can we continue? Elu ve'elu, again, big sugya, not for now. Amalei rabbi lo rabbi bar amari, minu amil zod amri inshi, basar anya azlan yusa, poverty follows the poor person. Right? Very often, you can't get out of the cycle. Amalei ditznan, we know that from the Mishnah in Bikurim, when the people used to bring their baskets for Bikurim, Ashir may be in Bikurim, Bakasal shall Zav shall Kasef. The rich people brought beautiful baskets. Vani and Basalin and Sarim shall Arava Klufa, and the poor brought inferior baskets. Hasalim Vaha Bikurim no Simla Koanim. And the Salim, the baskets, and the Bikurim were all given to the Koanim. The Mishnah there says, only of the poor, but the rich people got their baskets back. So you see from there, the poor people had nothing and they get nothing. Amarlay at Amrin Mehasam, you say from there, Vana Amina Mayacha. But I say the halach is, the, you know that this message is from here. The Tamei, Tamei Yikra. Somebody who has saras, not only has saras, but he also has to tell everybody, I have saras, stay away from me. So you see that somebody who's got it, you know, has got it even more. Amale Rabba Rabba Bar Mari, Mino Hamil, even though the Gemara says in Shabbos that poverty is a Galgal HaChozer Ba'olam, which is like the opposite of this Chazal, right? That it's up and down, but maybe before you get out of the cycle, it's more difficult. Good. Amale Rabba, number five, if you're keeping track. Amale Rabba Rabba Bar Mari, Mino Hamil Zadam Rabbanan. Hashkein Ba'acho Ba'kai Zabnei Achamo, B'chor Ab'nei Atzina, get up early and eat a good breakfast. Right, v'chol, in the summer, because it's going to get too hot, and the winter is going to get too cold. V'yamri, inshi, shisin rahute rahut, v'lomatu lagavra demitzafra karach. You could have 60 marathon runners, and they're not going to be as good as the one who broke bread in the morning. Right, you eat a good breakfast. Dechsiv, lo yiravu, v'lo yitzma'u, v'lo yakem shar v'shemesh. Yeah, we darshan that pasuk, right? There won't be the ones who are not hungry or thirsty, right? Those are the ones that ate a good breakfast. They're the ones that are going to be in the front. Amar le'at amir mehasa v'ana amina mehacha v'avatem l'Hashem alokeichem zukri yeshma v'tfila avod shebelev uberach es lach l'cha v'es b'mecha zupas b'melach v'kidon shamayim. Right? So if you had the Torah and the tfila along with the food, mikan ve'elach v'asirosi machla mikir becha. Right, I'll remove the machla. It's a good thing. Vitanya, machla zumara. Machla is a problem. Is the mara is the in the gallbladder, the bile in the gallbladder. V'lama nikra shma machla. Why is it called machla? Sheshmonim v'shlosha chalam yeshba. There are 83 sicknesses that are possible there. Machla b'gematria hachi havi. That's the gematria of machla. V'kulon pasta melach shachris v'kidon shalmayim avatzlan. And all that is solved by bread and water in the morning. The poskim discuss, is it dafka bread? You know, I think most people out there, I don't want to wash in the morning. You know, you don't have time, you don't want a bench. You know, if you take the Gemara literally, pas mal tochal. But we all have, right, FOB, fear of benching, right? The two fears that Orthodox Jews have. FOBF, fear of being fleishik, and FOB, fear of benching, right? Especially if we're in a rush. Look, but it all comes from a good place, because we all follow halacha. And if I'm fleishik, I know I can't have milchiks. And if I need to bench, I need, it's going to take time, I have to bench properly, I just don't have the time, I don't want to give that time, but, right, so what about, does mizonos work for paspa melech tochal? Not tazal, paspa boker, paspa alter? Good question. Ask your local rabbi. Amar le rabbi la rabbi bar mari. Mino ha milsa dam rabbanon. Chavre kar yechamra. If your friend calls you a donkey, uchbe legabech put mush. Put on the saddle. Basically, what does that mean? If somebody insults you, so don't say anything back. Just accept it. Just accept it. The Vilna Gaon here is quoted in the Anaf Yosef. Basically, the idea that we like to say over from the Sefer HaChinuch about Nakama. It was meant to happen. Right? From his point of view, he's going to get punished for it. But from my point of view, I'm an object. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Mem Reish Mem Aleph about Nakama. Right? How could I possibly not take revenge? So the Chinuch says, everybody in life is a subject and an object. As a subject, I have Bechira Chavshus, and I'm going to be held accountable. But as an object, it's out of my control. I was supposed to miss the bus. I was supposed to be insulted. I was supposed to this. Yosef HaTzadik says, I'm not going to take punishments. Ki l'michya shalachani aleichem. So that's the message here. If somebody insults me, okay, we have to try to accept it. Ne'elav ve'eno olev. Amar leh, how do we know? Dichsiv, vayomar, right, the Malach says to Hagar, Hagar, shifcha sarai, emi zebaz vanete lechi, vatomar, so the Malach calls her, calls her a shifcha, vatomar, mipnei sarai, gevirti anochi barachas. So she acknowledges that state.
If you have something negative about yourself, kadim amra, don't hide it from people. Don't hide it from people. Right? The Ben Yoyada here says, if you did a chait, doesn't mean in public. It means do tshuva for it before the makatrikim bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Do tshuva. Amar le dechsiv ayomer Eved Avraham Anochi. Here, Eliezer, before saying anything, he said, I'm Eved Avraham. Right, he didn't say I'm Ben Avraham. He didn't say I'm from the family. Amalei Rav Rabbi Mari Minah Milzad Amri Inshi Shafil VaAzil Bar Avza VeEine Mitayfi. That which people say. How do you know the goose looks down VeEine Mitayfi, but his eyes are looking far away. Meaning you have to be focused on the present, but also have an eye towards the future. Right? Shavav Azabar Avza, look down, the Aini Mataifi, but his eyes are uplifted towards the future. Amarle, Dirsiv, the Hitiv Hashem Ladoni Vizakharta Samasech. What is that by? Shwal Al Khavhei, that's Avigail. Remember David HaMelech is on his way to kill Naval HaKarmeli, right, who had been very mean to him. And Avigail, Naval's wife, that's one of the mysteries I never understood. How did they ever get married in the first place? Avigail and Naval? But either way, Avigail stopped David from going to kill Naval, and Naval had a heart attack the next day anyway, and Avigail says, I stopped you, remember me. Avigail was going to become David's wife. Right, so she's focused on right now, but she's also focused on the future. Amalei Ravalar Bar Mari, Minah Milsa Damri Inshi, Shisin Tichla Matia Lakacha. You could have 60 toothaches. Dekol Chavre Shama Vilo Achal. Right, if you have 60 toothaches that come, Lakacha are the teeth. Dekol Chavre Shama Vilo Achal. If you hear that your friend called, Vilo Achal, he didn't call you to eat. Meaning it hurts somebody when, you know, you feel left out. That's the message of this line. You know, it hurts 60 toothaches when your friend's having a party and you're not invited. Right, where do you know that from? Even from Nasan Hanavi. Right, the beginning of Malachim Aleph. David HaMelech is on his deathbed. And Adoniyahu is rebelling. And what does Nasan tell David? V'li ani avdecha ulitzadak akor and l'vbenayo ben yoyad l'shlamo avdecha lo kara. He didn't call any of us. To his right, so it hurts them. They wanted to make sure that Shlomo was going to be the king. Amar le'at amar mehasam va'anamin mehacha. For this one, I have another one. Va'yivieha Yitzchak ha'oel asara imo va'yikach es Rivka va'tilo le'isha va'yehaveha va'yinachim Yitzchak achra imo. Yitzchak's in love. V'ksiv basrei va'yosef Avram va'yikach isha shma keturah. Avram Avinu took another wife at that time because after he saw what Yitzchak did. Period. Number 10. Amalei Rav Rabba Mamari. Minah Milsa Damri Inshi. Chamra Lamare. Tivusa Lashakye. When somebody gives you wine, you thank the one who pours you. You don't have to thank the one who owns the wine. Thank the one who pours you. Amalei Dechsiv. Esamachtes Yatcha Alav. Dot, dot, dot. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is given Hakaras HaTov for giving over the power to Yoshua, even though it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately. But Moshe is the one that is ascribed the greatness. Laman Yishmon v'Yirin Koladas b'nei Yisrael. V'ksiv Yeshua b'nun milei ruach hachma ki samach Moshe's yadav alav. V'yishmu elav b'nei Yisrael. Right, the Ben Yoyada here discusses, this is misplaced hakaras hatov. Sometimes we give a thank you to the wrong one. The one who pours, Moshe Rabbeinu gets the thank you. Also, not only, but also we have to thank the one who pours. Okay? Oh, it's not yours. Right, it's always you have to know who the source of it is and the one who gives it. Right, sometimes growing up, my parents always used to say that you have to thank my mother for buying it, but thank that for your father for making the money. Right, so you have to thank the one who buys it, the one who makes it, the one you have to always, all everyone in the steps. Right, gets a thank you. So here too, you can't just thank the original one; you have to thank the one in the middle too. One more, Amalei Rav Rabbi Mari. When you have a dog who's very hungry, he'll even eat his own dung. right? A satiated soul will hate even sweet things, and a hungry soul call mar matok. Right, and the Rabbeinu Yonah Perkei Avos uses this to say, whatever you're hungry for, you're going to eat. If you're hungry for Torah, you could hear anything in Torah and you'll love it. If you're satiated, you know it, I feel like I know everything, you could hear the most unbelievable vart and you won't be excited about it. Because, you know, you're satiated. Right, whatever you're hungry for is going to be sweet. Amalei Rava L'Rava Bar Mari, Minoha Milsadami Inshi, Mitayel V'Azol Tikla, Bisha Gabi Kina Disarchi. You know what? Let's stop here because this one is going to go on to the next section. This is number 12. We'll stop. So we got through the first 11. But Hashem, next time we will pick up with the last daf, last amud here in Achovel, going into the ninth perek, ninth of 10 of Mesechus Baba Kama. Okay, Parsha Shir is up, and we'll stop here.